Cherry girl, don't go in that washroom.
What happened?
Oh, nothing new. Just that washroom always smell off.
Why don't we ask the boss to look into air care from Rent-A-Kill Initial?
Rent-A-Kill Initial? The pest control company?
Yes, girl. They offer a whole range of professional hygiene solutions, including air care. My husband's office has the air fresh units. The scent is nice and modern, and the unit does more than just scent. It removes malodor and replaces it with clean air.
That sounds like just what we need. Look, the boss coming now. Oh, hi, Mr. Jackman. I was just coming to...
Malodor affecting your office washroom? Clear the air with air care solutions from Rent-A-Kill Initial. Call 429-3546.
She is woman. She is strength. She is success. In honor of our leading ladies, we present Successful Women. Brought to you by Rent-A-Kill Initial Barbados Limited. Protecting people, enhancing lives.
Welcome to this edition of Successful Women. I am Crystal J. Paul, and it is such an honor and a privilege to chat with these women who are making a difference, making their mark, fulfilling their purpose in this world. And we have none other than, in today's episode, Queen's Mindsets, Ms. Kimisha King. Welcome, Kimisha.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, you've been accomplishing so much, not just here in Barbados, but around the world. Now, tell us a bit about your journey and how you got to this point.
Every time I talk about it, it just gives me goosebumps because I'm just so amazed at how God has done it. We started in 2017 as an Instagram page, just posting quotes to empower women. And fast forward a few years, we are able now to do so much more. And so we're able now to do magazines, we have our books, we have our events like conferences, webinars, summits, and so on. And we've just been doing some really amazing things because Queen's Mindset stands for empowerment. We're about helping women to birth their visions and walk in their purpose. And that has definitely been an absolute joy.
When it comes to your being a visionary strategist and life purpose coach, I mean, that's heavy. Yes. Were you always of this mindset for vision and strategy and life purpose?
Yes, absolutely. I just didn't know what it was called. That's interesting. I was doing it from such a young age. I was four. At 4 years old, I would sit before the television. I used television to escape my reality because what I was presented with coming from a dysfunctional family. And I began to, everything I saw on TV, I believed that it was real. No one could argue with me because I didn't think they were acting. I believed that families were able to come together like that. I believe people were able to live well like that. And so that became, it's something that began embedded in me. I wanted a better life. And so I pursued that through school. I pursued that in every area. I began to just paint the image in my home. I would post pictures on in the bedroom, I post them on the door and they would begin to speak declarations and affirmations, what I know it as today, but I didn't understand that that's what it was until one day, I think it was I was at the convention and that's when I heard the speaker talking about jumping. I was already empowering my friends and people in my circle and I said, you know what, let me do this a little bit bigger. But I thought bigger was just on Instagram, helping to empower people, posting out quotes, but God has so much more in store and that's what led me then to doing those certifications and becoming a life coach and also becoming that visionary strategist.
I like that you said that you received those qualifications. How important was that for you, receiving qualifications as opposed to learning by experience?
Honestly, experience to me, in my opinion, it's a bit above of the qualifications because sometimes some people can have the qualification, but they've never gotten the opportunity to experience the qualification. And so the qualification made a difference in the industry because then people take you more seriously because you have something on paper to say you've done it. But really and truly, your experience is what really speaks for you because I can't help women to overcome anything that I've not overcome because I don't know how to pull them through or walk them through it if I've never been there. And so as a visionary strategist, being able to help them to envision and want more for themselves, I can do that because I've done it and I've been successful in it.
Amazing. But what are some of your successes as it relates to what you've been able to produce, your content? Tell us about your books and magazine and their reach.
Absolutely. And so my first book, Journey to 30, The Naked Truth, I Am You, that's tied to a program that we call Live Your Truth. And we do that across Barbados in the secondary schools, where we do a program with the students and we teach them things about self-love, self-confidence. We teach them about peer pressure, about understanding who they are, their identity, and also identifying purpose. And that has been definitely an absolute joy, being able to reach over 500 students thus far. We're looking to also expand it outside of Barbados this year. One of the other things we've been able to do is with our second book, 7 Dates of Intimacy, and that's about rediscovering yourself. We created a program called, it's a boot camp, where we help those women to really come and rediscover who they are, who they've been called to be. And we also have a 7-day challenge as well that's been linked to that, and it's really been impacting numerous of women across the globe, not just Barbados. And we started a TV show called Battered Bruised, Not Broken. That's a 12-part series. Our magazine is called I Am Bold and Fearless Woman Magazine, that has reached over 120 countries, reaching over 20 million viewers with because of our partnership with Press Reader. And so we're seeing it in flights, on cruise ships, within institutions such as Harvard as well. And to me, it just blows my mind that I'm able to make such an impact, you know, just from saying yes to what God was calling me to.
All right. Thank you so much, Kimisha. I know that you are inspiring so many women, not just in Barbados or even the region, but around the world. And we thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. Visionary strategist and life purpose coach of Queen's Mindset, Kimisha King. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Successful Woman, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados, protecting people, enhancing lives.
Hey, hey neighbor.
Hey man. Listen, I saw a rent-a-kill truck in your yard yesterday. Is everything okay?
Yes, they came to treat my house for a termite infestation.
Termites?
Yes, some of the neighbors have termite problems. I think we have a big problem in the area.
What kind of treatment they call for me?
Well, for my infestation, they treated the house and the ground around my house to create a protective barrier. Full protection guaranteed for your home. Plus, the site survey and quote are free. You have nothing to lose.
You got a number?
Yes. Call Rent-A-Kill Initial at 429-3546.